From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Tuesday, February 10th, 2026. A candidate for Arkansas Secretary of State is suing a northeast Arkansas county. Republican candidate Brian Norris filed the lawsuit Friday against Independence County. Norris is seeking to overturn the county quorum court's decision striking down an ordinance requiring elections with hand-counted paper ballots. Quorum court members voted in December to repeal the paper ballot ordinance. Norris says that goes against the will of the county's voters, with more than 60% of whom voted in favor of the ordinance. A South Arkansas college is planning a new multi-million-dollar facility focused on defense. Leaders with the Southern Arkansas University Tech announced Friday they're planning a new defense manufacturing center of excellence. The school is receiving $20 million in federal funds to go toward the new facility, which will be located in Camden. Officials say the goal is to support the region's existing defense industry as well as attract new businesses and provide workforce training. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission will hold a public meeting on renovation progress of Lake Conway next Tuesday. AGFC spokesperson Nick Feltz says biologists and AGFC staff will be at the meeting to answer questions from curious residents. The meeting will take place in the cafeteria of Mayflower High School at 7 p.m. on February 17th. Lake Conway is being updated to include a new water control structure and dam, plus gravel beds to improve aquatic habitats. For more information on the renovation of Lake Conway, you can visit their website. That's at agfc.com/Lake Conway. A Northwest Arkansas teacher has been selected for a national award to fund projects relating to America's upcoming 250th birthday. Charisse Smith is an 8th grade history and civics teacher at Ozark Junior High. She's one of 51 educators nationwide to receive the $5,000 Teaching America 250 Award from the nonprofit Jack Miller Center. Smith says her project seeks to bridge the worlds of art and history.
And I wanted something that was special about our state that no one else has. And so I immediately thought of Crystal Bridges and taking my students there, because my students from a low-income area don't have opportunities to go see that art and the sculptures and all that's there. So I thought of teaching them about the Declaration of Independence and specifically focusing on what a declaration is and making it personal to them.
Smith says the project will encourage her students to interpret the meaning of a declaration, both relating to art and to the nation's founding. She says the project will culminate with students making their own artistic declarations.
So it might be in clay, it might be with music or fashion, clothing, it might be with charcoal or painting, watercolors, just however they would like to express their personal declaration and show that in an artistic way, just to make the whole idea very, very personal.
Smith says the goal is to teach her students to be more engaged citizens. Educators from all 50 states and the District of Columbia are taking part in the initiative. A Northwest Arkansas student is launching his bid for a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. Christopher Hosevar filed to run as an independent in the race to represent the state's 3rd congressional district. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports the 26-year-old Hosevar is currently a doctoral student at the University of Arkansas and says housing affordability is his top concern. Incumbent Republican U.S. Representative Steve Womack is running for re-election and will face Hosevar and the Democratic challenger Rob Reyers in November. The Arkansas Department of Health is getting new federal dollars to support its data infrastructure. The $13.3 million is part of a $1.2 trillion spending bill signed by President Trump last week. The health department says it plans to use the funding to help modernize their records and to help improve data sharing and telehealth services, mainly for medical facilities in central and northwest Arkansas. Today, you can expect a high of 73 degrees with a chance of rain later today that increases overnight and could possibly include a thunderstorm. Your low tonight is 46 degrees. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.